And this next report is set about 2,400 miles east of the answer to today's quiz. We're going to Sudan. Today, electoral officials in southern Sudan published the final results of last month's referendum on independence. They confirmed that almost 99% of voters opted for separation from the north. Voters had several reasons for wanting to secede. One of the most important ones, frankly, is racism. From Khartoum, Matthew Brunwasser explains the different racial categories Sudanese people use to classify each other.
The name Sudan comes from Bilad al-Sudan, Arabic for the land of the blacks. So you might expect Sudanese to be comfortable with the color of their skin, but they're not.
They are equating black with dullness. So a black person is stupid, automatically a slave.
Southerner Agnes Silver Nyarsuk explains that southern Sudanese consider themselves black, while northerners see themselves as Arabs and treat blacks as second class.
For transport, an Arab lady, when she enters, the men will stand up and give the place for an Arab lady because she's a woman. But a black lady, even if she's old and she's shivering, dying, they will not respect because you are automatically a slave.
The differences between north and south might seem like one of religion, but that's only a secondary conflict. Most northerners are Muslims, and most southerners follow traditional African religions or Christianity. Sudanese journalist Gottfried Victor Bula has written extensively on race issues. He says even when northerners and southerners are the same religion, perceived racial differences keep them apart.
An Arab look at a black southerner, despite the fact he's a Muslim, but they look at him as inferior. Somebody, you know, you're nothing. You're nothing. So this attitude grows bigger and bigger.
In South Africa's apartheid system of racial division, the white power structure was easy to see. Sudan's apartheid isn't so clear-cut. If the president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, were to walk down a street in Washington, D.C., he'd be considered black. But journalist Gottfried Victor Bula says not in Sudan.
Bashir is an Arab. Bashir is not black. Bashir is a kind of a chocolate kind of a color. It's a color which is not black totally.
What we have been fighting is Arab racism, apartheid in the Sudan.
Retired Southern General Joseph Lagu led the first armed resistance against the North in 1963. He says institutionalized racism is what led Southerners to war against their northern neighbors. He blames the 19th century British war hero, Lord Horatio Kitchener, for the racist attitudes held by northern Sudanese even today.
The racism which the British brought, Lord Kitchener, planted it here, divided the people in the Sudan in four categories.
The top category was the white race, represented by Kitchener and the people he brought, followed by the Arab Egyptians, who made up much of his army. Category three were the Sudanese working as servants and porters. And at the bottom were black southerners. So it's logical that the post-independence elite who have ruled the country since 1956 see themselves as Arabs. Khartoum-based analyst Al-Bakir Mukhtar.
They associated themselves and identified themselves with Arabs. Although they are not accepted by the Arabs, but they claim to be Arabs. And although they are not really Arabs, they are Nubians, they are indigenous people of Sudan who've been Arabized in a way that their language become Arabic and their religion become Islam. That's all. But their looks remain Africans.
Mukhtar says Sudanese people have a wide spectrum of skin colors and concepts of skin color to match.
And we describe the color of another who is very black, we call him green. Although two different people, one southerner and one northerner, having the same color, when we describe the southerner, we call him black. When we describe the northerner, they call him green.
Mukhtar says that North Sudanese rarely admit there's such thing as racism, so the mentality will likely persist for the foreseeable future. But with South Sudan set to officially declare independence in July, the North will have to deal with southerners as a sovereign country and not as an internal minority. And that will be key to future stability and relations between the two states. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Khartoum, Sudan.
You can find slideshows from our reporting on the Sudanese referendum during the past couple of months. They are at theworld.org.